Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Start the Day with Gladness by Christine Brown, read by Leah Martin. Yet he did not leave himself without witness, for he did good by giving you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness. Acts 14:17. The moment I wake up, thoughts begin competing for my attention. I've noticed that my response depends on where I put my focus. I may react with frustration over my long to-do list awaiting me, or I may worry about things out of my control. I might even feel moody because I didn't sleep well. So I have a choice to make first thing in the morning when starting my day. Will I choose to focus on whichever thought screams the loudest? Or will I choose gladness? Acts 14 gives an account of Paul and Barnabas as they traveled around preaching about Jesus. While in Lystra, God used Paul to heal a man crippled from birth. The townspeople immediately began praising Paul and Barnabas and calling them gods. The crowd's focus was on the wrong thing, so they couldn't see the true source of their gladness. Paul and Barnabas showed great remorse for how the people responded. They pleaded with the witnesses to turn from these vain things to a living God who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. Acts 14:15. Then Paul pointed the people back to Jesus by telling them about his goodness in Acts 14:17, saying, "Yet he did not leave himself without witness. For he did good by giving you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness." The people who witnessed the miracle healing had every reason to be glad that day. No doubt they wanted to rejoice for this good thing they'd seen happen right before their eyes. But they turned their focus away from the one who will satisfy us, whatever the day brings. Paul's words from our key verse still hold truth for us today. Instead of beginning the day focused on the wrong things, let's think about this. Jesus satisfies our hearts with gladness. Starting the day with gladness will change the atmosphere in our homes, workplaces, or wherever we are. It sets the right tone for the day ahead. Let's thank Jesus right now and start this day being glad because of Him. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, You are my source of gladness. When I'm tempted to start my day with worry, frustration, or disappointment, I'll turn my focus toward You. I have reason to rejoice today because of Jesus. It's so easy to get distracted by the cares of this world and just forget that You created the earth and everything in it. James 1:17 tells me, every good and perfect gift is from above. Thank You for the beauty of Your creation, the comfort of Your presence, and the wonderful gift of eternal life through Your Son. So whatever this day brings, I'll respond with gladness, because You are the only one who satisfies my heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
There's nothing in this world that He cannot do if we truly allow His love.
We can do nothing without Him. Anything that we do apart from Him is not something that's permanent.
We all need His grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.